Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side with me, and he was talking to Marcus and Joe. Where the party they gon' have? Out in the St. John's Wall.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Scardy. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Scardy. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I'm super duper. You get your sweet. I'm telling you. You know, the caption of our show tonight is real simple. Tom and the guys continue to talk of the travesty the world is experiencing with the tornadoes and tsunamis and wildfires and earthquakes. And you know, just think of what the creature's thinking about all this chaos, folks. Unbelievable. And I don't think they have gone through the crap that we're going through. We got some exciting people, including favorites that many people have been asking about, Jody. That's right, from the Carolinas. We've been out there two or three times to her place. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen Bigfoot Lives 3, you'll see the footage that was taken on the property and where she was at. I want to say hello to the giant. He's with us, Jody. She's with us. Jonah, he's with us. Robin and Kevin from New York, he's with us. Chris is with us also. So sit back, get yourself a beverage, get yourself some snacks, because for the next 55 minutes, folks, it's going to be the most exciting 55 minutes you've ever had. I want to delve into what we're going through. Oh, by the way, I go to fill up for gas today. Real simple, right? Well,
sure.
4 days ago, I fill up, and I paid, I thought things were going good, $4.89. And it went back up to $5.29. And I says, hey, dude, what's going on here? You know, something's not right. And it's, well, and it's going to go up even more. I says, what are you talking about? It's going to go up even more. And he says that what's going to happen is they're trying to get the last-ditch effort for the holiday coming up, which is, starts, I guess, a week from tomorrow. That's the, is it Labor Day? Yeah, Labor Day weekend. Or is it Memorial? What is it, Giant?
I have no clue. I didn't know tomorrow was a holiday.
No, a week from tomorrow. Stay focused.
I'm staying focused. I don't pay attention to these holidays. They screw things up.
Okay, it's Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Labor Day. See, I don't pay attention to it.
Is that you, Chris? Is that you, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Good. Yeah, so, you know, folks, it's just at the point now that's totally absurd, okay? I was down in your neck of the woods today. I went to cemetery to see my... One of my best friends, he died, and it was the anniversary. I was the best man at his wedding, so, of course, he took his wife. And they would have been married 9 years today. I have to tell you, so 26 miles took us an hour and 15 minutes battling that traffic, and we left here at 10:30 in the morning. Figure this one out, guys, okay? So we get to the cemetery. And wouldn't you know it, they had the sprinklers on. So Calvary Catholic Memorial Cemetery in San Jose, California, get your act together, folks. People are coming there to see their loved ones, and you have the goddamn sprinklers, and these are the ones that go and go way out and then turn around and come back again. All over the place. So somebody's going to get, you know, a shower real quick. And then I said, look, man, I said, I'm not into this jumping over ponds and grave sites and all that shit. I says, I'll stay over here. You guys go and do your thing. Well, she was the only one that went to go and do it. And she got soaked, poor thing. And then, of course, she says, I have a beautiful Chinese restaurant in Milpitas, California. It's called H&L. Peninsula. So six of us went there and she bought us lunch. How much do you think Chinese, Kevin and Robin, cost for six people?
What we end up paying is like $15 a meal.
Okay, so you're saying $60, then $30, $90 plus tip and tax?
Yeah.
Okay. He paid $386.
Wow.
$386. I want to get, hey, Giant, what's your view on that? Would have you paid $386 for Chinese food for six people?
Hell
yeah,
no.
Nope. Can
hell
make it ourselves
no.
That kind of price.
For two people, I paid $30. What the hell?
That's what he just said. That's what Kevin just said. It's gotten to the point, folks, that it's sublimely ridiculous, okay? So the prices are going higher. The gas is getting higher. Has anybody looked at the interest rates today? Chris, have you seen them? Have you heard about them?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, with that Chinese food there, for that price, they should have been cracked king crab and lobster and Wagyu beef. Oh, man. Nothing nice.
I get it. So what is the interest rate now? Is it 8.5%?
It is here.
Is that still what it is?
Yeah, here it is.
I think it's like 7 point or 769 or something like that.
Kevin, what do you think? Well, Kevin is thinking or trying to read it. I can tell you this. 3 years ago, mortgages you could get for between 1.5% and 3%. Okay, and here's a gauge to go by. A house for $2 million was, I think it was like, 3,600 a month payment. Now it's outrageous. It's over $8,000 a month because of interest rate. So remember one thing. Whatever goes up is going to have to come down, but whatever was down is going up, especially now at this point. That what are we going to do? I mean, really, what are we going to do, folks?
They kick us out in the streets. We'll be kicking some ass.
Yeah, so you realize what's going to happen, what the average car payment is in California?
Ooh.
Take a guess.
I have no
$1,000
idea.
$1,000 a month.
How much?
$1,000.
More than that.
Who said that?
Jonah.
What's up, bro?
Okay, Jonah, you're pretty close. The average is around $1,200 a month.
Wow.
It's at the point that it's really ridiculous. And they're happy to get a brand new car. Okay? And the average comeback rate of Chris, when they pop a car? Repossessed. And they're averaging with 90 days repossessing the cars after they got a ton of money down. And they take your, they hock to the nines, okay? And they take your firstborn and all everything else that goes along with it. I have never in my life seen such nonsense, okay? And I'm you know what? I don't blame them. They're just trying to make their fair dollar. I blame the stupid consumers. What do you think about this, Jonah?
Supply and demand, right? It goes back to that. You blame the consumer for paying too much. Like, I would pay $386 for six people at a upscale Chinese Oriental food house. But you're saying the supply and demand, if people want to pay the $1,200, then the whole entire auto cycle goes through that. They run it through the auction. They repossess it. They run it through the auction. They refinance it. After all that down money.
When we lived in Florida, they had repossessed one of our cars, and we still had our belongings inside the car. And they said if we wanted our belongings, we had to pay for our own belongings.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. When Captain Hook comes around and gets your vehicle, they own it, you should have had your stuff out.
I had no idea they were coming. It was like 1:30 in the morning. We heard this sound next to our home. We looked out the door, and they're pulling it between the homes.
Because they got to get it off your property to take ownership of it. They're coming, but they got to take it off.
I went through something like that once about 15 years ago, and I had a car that was pre-op. It was a 89 Subaru, and they tried to come after me and say I owed money on it. I said, well, you think I owe money on it? Come out here and pick it up. Before they picked it up, though, I pulled the engine out of it. I think it's stupid.
That was good.
Get on any further. What I want to do, folks, is our good friend Jody, and so many, like I told you at the top of the hour, have been asking about her. So I just want to back about 20 years ago, we met her and her companion, Tucson, God love her. And we went out to see her two or three times. She became part of our family. Covered to death. And that's where I learned how to have ham sandwiches with mayonnaise and chips. And we fed ourselves like a bunch of pigs that day. You remember that, Jody?
Yeah. I like putting chips on my sandwich.
You do, and they were delicious.
It tastes good.
Okay.
I like the chips.
Do me a favor, Jody. Tell everybody, go back in time from your first talk, how that those two movies that you guys got, how you called me and we came out and you had that extra, I don't know, EST or whatever it was, because my God, you were so in tune with these creatures.
The one with the, in the daytime, yeah. Since I was a kid, I kind of had an encounter with these things. I didn't really pay attention when I was a kid much, but I knew I was having encounters. When I got older, oh, yeah, I was having encounters. And I get that sick feeling when they come. I mean, real sick. Why is it going to go around the ground? That's how bad it gets. And when they come, it's just like pure evil to me. I know some people say they won't hurt you because they're told not to yet, but they will. And I mean, they're scary and they're big. It's like I kind of understand what they're saying. I can't explain it. But when I saw them, I did hold a gun on one of them. I remember that night like yesterday. It was at 9:30 at night in the summer. And I mean, that thing would even come to my door by the footsteps. The ground would vibrate. I am not lying. It would vibrate. You would walk. It was like something powerful. And it just, when I saw it, I had the gun a few feet from it. And I was holding his face, crying like a baby, begging to leave. Because I knew if I was shot, the other ones would have killed us, me and Jane, whoever was in the house. I know they would have. And you see it close up, really close up, right in front of your face. I cannot explain what I was looking at, into its eyes. It was like it was sucking me in its eyes, like it's so, I can't explain it. And ever since then, I have not been right. I mean, it's messed with my head.
Brian Coburn.
Excuse me?
Scared like the girls out in Idaho, like Brian Coburn did. Scared.
I can't explain it. But that feeling, I don't like that feeling. It's awful feeling, dread, death, and doom all at one time. And I didn't know that was such heaviness on your soul. You would not like that feeling. I was actually rolling on the ground. I couldn't get rid of that feeling. Jane was almost stumbled over because I can't stand the feeling. And she kept calling family members. I just want to die. It's how it felt. But worse, it was way worse.
Yeah, I always wondered why they caught him in Pennsylvania. You know, why did he flee from out there back here? It was kind of like here, like he had roots here in his younger years or something.
I don't know.
The state police never tell you anything. They just catch all the bad guys.
That's it. I just know that they're spiritual beings. I know that everything, they follow me here even. I mean, wherever we live, me and Jamie live, they would be there. Like, I hear his apartment. I got a mountain behind me. And I sat out there a second night or so on the balcony, and you hear the biggest rock just throw and just duh. I said, you've got to be kidding me. It's like wherever I go, them damn things are right there. It's like wherever I go, I can't get rid of them. They just like aggravating me. And then, to me, though, I really believe in my heart what I've dreamt and what I've seen. When it happened to me a while back, what I told Colin about, when that all happened, I kept telling people, what's going to happen? It started in 22, the year 22, but now people better pay attention because some bad stuff is really coming. I know it's coming.
I agree. You know, if I ran a prison that held Brian Koberg, I would make sure the floor had a high green gloss on it, and I would be real leery of any slipping falls around him.
If everybody would just pay attention behind the scenes, though, not too many. So that's right, his vision started in 2019. And I kept telling Jane and everybody about it. I said, you guys, they're here. They're all connected with Bigfoot. Everything's connected with those UFOs and Bigfoot. Every being is connected. And what they're going to do is not going to be fun. And it's already started. Look at the trials and talking about UFOs. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, we're going to come on like a wild man. I'm telling you, they're all spiritual beings, and they're bad. Evil.
Hey, Jody and everybody else, I mean, this is up for discussion and stuff like this. We talk about all our experiences, and with Tom's 53 years experience, I just got off the phone with a really cool person, and her name's Medusa, and she's in Pakistan.
I just want people...
Jody, honey, hold on. You just rang my bell, Jonah. Medusa, the one with all the snakes, what does she have to say?
Yeah, her and I just talked, and she listened to me, heard me out, just like, you know, we're talking amongst ourselves.
Medusa is that snaky-looking being. When you hold it up in the air, it turns somebody to brick.
I just worry about people because they don't know. It's like they don't know. They're so blinded. Even with these Bigfoot, they don't understand. I mean, these things are, wow. I mean, it just, what's coming, and it's here, and it started.
So I know what you're talking about, believe it or not. It's when you see one of these creatures for the first time. Now, everybody has different views of these creatures. There's some people, like me when I was a kid growing up, and I saw my first one out my bedroom window. When it was looking at me, it felt as if it was looking straight into my soul, like it knew me better than I
yeah.
knew myself.
Yeah. And then, like, I've been writing my story by myself, trying to write it, and it's hard because the guy is supposed to help me. I care about him so much. He was supposed to help me in 21. The year Jane died in June, the 8th. He died 2 days later. He was supposed to come here and help me right that week. He was a captain in the Air Force. He goes, I believe everything you're saying. He goes, let me come out and help you. And he died before he got out here. It's like everybody trying to help me. It's like I don't want to help me no more because every time something bad happens.
Well, I need some extra help, Jody, I need some extra help. If you ever wanted to come through Pennsylvania, you got a spot to stay at.
Well, I've been writing a story. I've been doing it by myself because I got to get it out there. And I'm trying so hard. It's like, oh, and because it puts me in these bad places, you know. I don't want to get in my head. But
yeah,
I'm trying
I get
to
it.
And it's like something I have to do, and it's hard because people understand. When the men in black, they keep following me. Like last time, like, it was right before the lockdown. And I went to the store, no one was out of the parking lot. I walked out, and he was standing there. The guy seen before me, and you know who he is. I mean, it's hard not to tell. Well, I was sick to my stomach. I said, they're following me.
The real deal or impersonators, do you think?
No, these are real. I mean, you can't tell by their skin, by their mouth, by their nose. I can't explain it, but they are real. I've had them in Kentucky for them that look exactly the same. I'm not lying. Every time I get footage, they would show up. And I talk to them, like I'm talking on the phone tonight. It's been a long time since I've done this. And watch. And just something will start happening. And it's like, I don't believe it. I just can't believe it's just... And I try to play dumb with them, but I think they know I'm playing dumb with them, so. They're real. I'm saying these men are real. I mean,
yes,
this guy Tom.
Yes, we love the friendly ones and kill the evil ones.
You know, when you just said that, kill the evil ones and leave the good ones, it reminds me that you have good and bad no matter what race you're in. You can be human race, you have good and bad. You have Bigfoot race, you have good and bad. It doesn't matter.
These men in black have black eyes. They have black eyes. That's all I describe it, the men in black. The ones that wear the sunglasses.
Oh, hey, Tom, you got 53 years experience. Is there a difference between ones that have red eyes and ones that have gold eyes and ones that have black eyes?
Well, wait a minute. What's his name? You asked me the question. And hold on, hold on. And then Giant is going to say, oh, yeah, okay? Well, if you want to ask,
I have something to add to that.
Yeah, go ahead, and we do. First of all, it's not 53 years. If you add them together from 67, it's 370, and then 30 years. How much? 30 plus 23 is 56 years, folks. Okay? So is there a difference? Yeah, there is a difference. All right? Depending on the age of the creatures, okay, and the lenses of the things that you use. And a lot of people mistake the yellow eyes of a Bigfoot, thinking that it's a Bigfoot, and it's a tiger. I mean, a mountain lion. Yeah. So go ahead. Chris, you got something to say on it?
Yeah. So there's a guy on YouTube. His thing goes by the facts about bow hunting. And he's been interviewing a Native American from up there around Flathead. Not far from Margo. We have a guy who comes on from up there in Flathead. You know the guy from Montana, but the guy said that he has had many instances with mind speak with these animals and that they call themselves sabes. But what he did say is the ones with the red eyes, they do not like humans. They hate us. You know, the ones that don't have the glowing red eyes are usually the more nicer of the bunch. But the ones with the red eyes definitely want to steer clear of.
Yeah, in Kentucky, that's how it was. The one with the yellow glowing eyes, like they, and the one that came on the porch, they were talking to that one to come down and leave me alone. When it was looking at me through my storm doors all glass, and I'm standing holding a gun on it, they were telling it to come on. You knew what they were saying. I can't explain how you know what they're saying, but you know what they're saying. And when they would leave, I mean, we jumped off the porch with the other ones. And it was like families that lived there. I don't know if my property was a crossing or what, but, man, every night, and I knew when they were going to leave and when they're coming back. They would leave around 9:30 at night, and they come back early in the morning, right about daybreak. And it took me 5 years to get footage. And after the men in black started coming to my house, I just told me and Jane, I said, we got to go. I said, we got to leave. And I left. Me and her left. And then in 2018, that's when I started seeing them again, the men in black. But those creatures all around us, I mean, everybody would just look. They're there. They're in the woods. They watch you. I don't know why they watch this, but they do.
Jody, let me ask
Jody, do you think you have any last names?
Excuse me?
For those men in black.
No. I'm just saying these guys are serious and they mean business. And I mean, they like to say, shut up. You know, because the captain of the Air Force that was coming to help me, he ended up in the hospital that week. We were talking with him. Mike was basically, he ended up in the hospital a couple of days later, and he died. And it was like,
you know,
the
men in black, you know, the men in black, it's like Hollywood will let out little bits, little tidbits of information. And if you've ever watched The X-Files, there's a lot of truth to it, but they'll skew things around so they're not giving out, you know, the complete detail. But every time somebody starts to know too much, the men in black show up. It's like Scully and Mulder. Every time they got too close to the case and they started to crack a case, all of a sudden one of them would get sick mysteriously.
Yeah.
Those men in black. Illuminati out of Bavaria, Germany. That's where they originate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to
like
bring
Tupac
up here real quick.
Thing.
When I did Tom's show years ago, I made a little ditty for him, and he loved it. It was called it was something to do with Men in Black. Which I put a little ditty in with it saying, "You can't touch this."
Right on, Steve.
I just know I'm scared of them. I don't like those people. They kind of remind me of AI.
Yeah, probably Men in Black out of Bavaria, Germany. They would be Russian FSB, Illuminati.
Send them my way. I'll take care of them.
Well, they're just like some. They kind of remind me of AI. I was intelligent because of expression. I can't explain it. And
give me my gun
and
back.
Everything.
I can help you out, too.
You
like I said,
me.
Send them my way. They don't like me.
They don't like me either. I
they're
really don't think they like me.
I'm serious. They do not like me.
I believe you.
I was approached by one back in the 1980s. I was working on a car, and one of them approached me and asked me if I ever had a car follow me, and I looked at him and I said, "Is that a threat or a promise?" I didn't know what to say, so I got up out of the car, I stood up right next to him, and I said, "Listen, here's Shorty, you want a 14-foot shoe up your ass, or are you about ready to leave now?" And the guy just got in the car and took off.
I don't think they like me too much either. I really don't.
I ain't afraid of them. I never have been. I never will be.
For the record, you know,
you get this bad feeling going around, a real sick feeling.
Oh, yeah. When I was in the military, I was in Bavaria with my good friends from Pennsylvania, Baumgartner and our other friend, Tyler Hillegas, who passed away. But when we were in Bavaria, some Illuminati got slaughtered by Baumgartner and Hillegas. They beat the shit out of, like, 9 of them, 2 of them. I was drunk at the friggin' room, passed out, and these guys beat the shit out of everybody who wanted to escape out of Germany. And I said, no. Oh, it was a madhouse. They were all bloody, but they said, man, we got the best of all of them. So I was like, brothers, that is the greatest. And then Baumgartner went out on the roof, flooded the whole fucking room and shit. I didn't even know this happened because I'm passed out. I'm tired. And they come pouring in the hotel room, told me about it. Get the fuck up. We got to get out of here. I said, what? And they're like, yeah, we just destroyed these like 9 dudes. And I was like, I see you're all fucking bloody, but just chill the fuck out. And yeah, then Baumgartner climbed out on the roof, busted the fucking toilet, flooded the place. We got out of there early in the morning and just drove back to.
Well, when the Men in Black came to Kentucky the first time, there were 4 of them in a helicopter. And they come down and it was right above the ground. They didn't land on the ground. They just about a foot above the ground. And they were staring at me. And I had 357. And I was holding up at them, telling them to leave me alone. And they all wore no expression. They all look exactly the same. Their hair, their clothes, their black. I mean, you couldn't tell them apart. All 4 of them. That's why I started saying, damn, they look like AI, maybe. I don't know. But I have a gun on them. I know they're filming me. I know they're doing something. But because they did something to Jane, I don't know what now. That's when that footage, other footage ended up missing. But Jane can't remember. I don't remember that part. Yes.
All right. Time out for a minute. I'm going to talk
hold on.
To Jonah. Just listen to me. Jonah, I love you. Today.
Hold on. Okay. My phone is interrupting it. Can you hear me?
Sorry. You don't talk. Yeah, loud and clear. So just listen. Jonah, I got you on mute right now for 2 reasons. I give a person once, twice, 10 times. I don't want you using the F-bomb the way you've been using it. You know, once in a while, it's great. In 2 sentences, you used it 4 times. I don't want to get thrown off the air, and I want you to be a gentleman. We have women on the show with us tonight. Would you talk to your mother that way? So I'm going to put you back on now. Please mind your business when it comes to the F-bomb. Go ahead, Jody.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of vocalizations the last 3 or 4 days. And it was really kind of a cool thing. We heard a wood knock
last night.
And the vocalizations were different kinds of vocalizations.
And again tonight, they're out there tonight.
But it was a fun thing to hear last night because it was like there was a lot of commotion out there. And we heard it in several different places. And it was fun because all of a sudden we hear this really loud, long, drawn-out
howl
type thing,
and it went
quiet. And everything went quiet. It was so cool. And then tonight, while we were sitting, actually visiting before the show, we were listening to them talking again.
Almost like what they call Japanese jitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we heard different kinds of vocalizations. Some have a like almost an owl type sound,
yeah.
But you can tell by the way it's done, it cannot be an owl. And then the we've heard like different pitches of a similar howl. Some would be really deep and low. Other howls would be real high, almost like a juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then you've got cameras up. We've only so far got pictures of deer, but we're hoping something to walk in.
You can almost hear like a language there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. You know, I
yeah, sounded good.
Yes, it did. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, I want to go to commercial and pay some bills if I can, and then what I'd like to do is come back on the other side, and I'd like for our good buddy. I want to have him put in his 2 cents about the Men in Black. But, you know, I've been fighting that forever. And he's got a real nice take on it. But let's go right. We'll
cool.
talk about that right up. Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. Him, he's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
like landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I got to tell you, on the other side, right before we hit the commercial, we were talking about the men in black. For 56 years, I've been fighting this situation. Everybody tells me, oh, you're full of shit. You don't know this. You don't know that. Until it hits you. And when it hits you, okay, it's just like Department of Agriculture. You guys saw the whole thing. Go to the website. You'll see it. You know, they're saying, beware of the creatures. They're coming down from the mountains seeking lower ground for food and water and all that kind of crap. Okay? I've got the original poster, the brochure on Mount Lassen back in the 70s that said that the Indians out there were afraid to go into the lava tubes because it was inhabited by this big, hairy creature. And then when people brought it up to them and said, hey, you know, what, are you people stupid? There's no such thing. They took it off of publication and said it never existed. I have the original brochure, folks, okay? And that's why I was so happy after 50-some-odd years fighting with these people to find out, oh, now they recognize it. And, oh, by the way, you people in New York, Kevin and Robin, I was the one that got them to do the proclamation that there's such a creature that lives and inhabits New York.
That's good.
You can go check the box. I was the one that did it. I don't know how many years ago. I was so happy. I was jubilant at the time. But it was because of the work that I had done, me and my guys, all right? And to see it go from one, you know, one direction to another, that, hey, they become believers. And why did they become believers? Because of us continually going down that road, okay, healing, towing it constantly. Yeah, there's a bunch of naysayers. There's a bunch of kooks. And there's people that sit there and tell you, oh, that's all bullshit. They got their opinion. They're just like assholes. Everybody's got an asshole. I could care less. But they're not the ones that have the boots on the ground. We do. Those of you who are out in the and let us will tell you. They know. Just like Jody. My God, we were out there. How many times? My son was out there by you guys, right? Robin? Kevin?
Yeah.
So,
what would you want me to know or say?
No, I just tell the truth. But my son was out there with the team, wasn't he, by you guys?
Yes. In fact, he came out twice, and you came with him the one time there.
That's correct.
We had a lot of activity out behind the barn, and we even had some castings of tracks from over there and some tree twists. Right where we got some of the best prints was right near one of the tree twists over there.
Hold on, Kevin. I want the world to understand that what we do, all of us collectively, this isn't a joke. It's not a bunch of bullshit, okay? This is called reality. This is reality radio, okay?
Yep.
What we talk about is what's going on and that has been going on for many years. Man, I know that all you guys go just put something on into Google and you can find out the world on that damn tube there. And God bless you for doing that. But until you do it live like Memorex and see it with your own eyes, just like Steve talked about it, you know, when you saw your first creature, what went through your head, Steve?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell me that twice. These things are definitely real. They're no, like Tom said, they're no joke. And when you go out and you do the footwork, instead of sitting behind a dumb computer thinking you're a researcher, researcher starts out in the field, not behind a damn computer.
Get it right on the head.
It was funny because when we had the visit from you guys, it went up in the newspaper and on the news. And then some of the neighbors were getting together thinking they were going to try and play a joke on us. And I said, well, I hope I don't mistake a human for a Bigfoot and think the Bigfoot's going to threaten us because I do have a gun. And then all of a sudden people stopped.
Yeah, you know, when I... Go ahead. Tom.
Hold on. I want to make a comment on something that Jody said. And Jody, you're so spot on. When I first saw my first Bigfoot, ladies and gentlemen, that was back in 1970. No shit, that was in 67.
No, it was Marks.
With Ivan Marks. When actually, it wasn't with Ivan, it was with his wife, Peggy. When we followed those things early in the morning, past that lumber trail, and we smelt that smell, and all of a sudden, she's in front of me. She says, get back. But she was the senior person there. She knew what she was doing. And here we see this big, hairy thing over a choke cherry bush eating him. He stands up. To me, it was like the biggest thing I ever seen in my freaking life. It was only about 7 foot tall. But he turns and looks at me. And with those eyes, Jody, it looked like he was looking right through me. And to say, why are you here? What do you want from me? Okay? That's the sensation I got. And I hear that from all the real and sincere people who have had encounters in their life. That's why I know, and I knew back then when we first came to visit you 20 years ago, that you were real, okay? And it affected you. And you know what I used to tell everybody, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to this very closely. I used to tell them at the end of the show, welcome to the world of Sasquatch. Because once you get bit, you're bit for life. The real people are bit. Okay? And I'm a living family. That's a half a century.
Here's the thing. I don't mean to interrupt again, but here's the thing. How would I remember that? I remember that story from a long time ago when Tom told me that story back in, what was it, 2012 or 2013, that him and Ivan or him and Peggy went out to a place called Bernie Mountain. And you guys were walking out in the field, and when you went around this choke cherry bush, this Bigfoot just turned around and looked right at you like he was staring right through you.
Unbelievable. I remember that.
I just know a good name.
It affects people differently for different reasons, okay? It has attached Jody to a different dimension, okay? You know, you hear about...
Yeah, I keep talking about dimension.
Let me explain something to you. When I was in Arizona, okay, and we were there during the Weaver's Needle time, okay, for the Lost Dutchman Gold Mine. And when I saw these black thrusts, three circles, and we saw these prints of this creature, and all of a sudden it went for about 12 feet, and then it stopped. And I said, well, where the hell did the son of a bitch go? And we kept going, and then it continued again. And then all of a sudden, as a prank, not prank, but as a guest, one of the guys says, well, maybe somebody said, beam me up, Scotty. And when I started to think about it, you know, I think he was right. So are extraterrestrials, UFOs, involved with the Bigfoot? It took me a long time to connect the spot.
Oh, I believe they
are. Yes, they are. I totally agree, okay? Because they've been around forever and ever, and they sure as hell can elude us, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
Next. Wait a minute. I want to hear Chris's thought on this. Chris, what do you think?
You know, I, first of all, you know, when it comes to the Men in Black, I'll just go where I was living off. There was one guy I was training named Nathan Leo out of Utah and showed him how to go about it. He started finding stuff. All of a sudden, Men in Black are in front of his house, calling his wife and hanging up at all different times of the night. So he almost threw in the towel completely. He just didn't want to deal with it. There was a guy who saw one on top of a mountain just recently, about a half a year ago up in Canada. He filmed it, and then they watched something being carted away in a drop net. Mysteriously, he died within a few days. There was a family that had a UFO drop and land with supposable aliens in the backyard in Las Vegas. That family is nowhere to be found now. Now, with the spiritual being thing, with these things possibly being related to extraterrestrial, like I said, the Hollywood connection, you know, what is Chewbacca? He is the co-pilot of a spacecraft. And in 1961 or whatever, supposedly, I think it was Roger Patterson, said that he saw a craft going to the, a silver disc craft going to Upa Valley, and through one of the portholes, he saw a hairy humanoid manning the craft. When I got to Kern County, I started finding these footprints, and I tracked them to their origin, and there was two circular burnt spots in the middle of this field. Now, I don't know what it was. I thought it was somebody's burn pile, but I looked around. There was no charcoal wood, but there was a weird crust on the ground, like a mineralization like you would see on your battery terminals where something had burnt the ground. I don't know, but I'm open-minded.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing that you brought that out, because you and I have never talked about that, and just about 3 minutes ago, I talked about what happened to me in Arizona, where there was those three circles that we had seen, like there was thrust of something that had landed. Amazing, isn't it? Huh? Isn't that amazing?
Just unreal, man.
I believe it. I actually believe it, because I read a story once a long time ago about the guy wearing the Chewbacca suit, and I think one of the producers or something like that told him, don't go walking out into the boonies with that suit on, because somebody might take a pop shot at you.
Yeah, no, they hired the Del Norte Police Department, Sheriff's Department, to basically cordon off the area where they were filming Return of the Jedi. And Return of the Jedi was filmed in Jedediah State Park, which is in Del Norte County, just right below the Oregon border. So there's some kind of connection with the name Return of the Jedi and the fact that it was filmed in Jedediah State Park.
Without a doubt, yeah. You know, it's something I want to tell you guys. Some of you know it, some of you don't know it. But my co-host, who's, of course, is on a sabbatical right now because of his health, and he was hit hard 6 months in the hospital with the damn COVID. And then he's had a stroke, and he's had that shit affected his entire body, okay? And it's also affected his wife now. He's going through hell. The story he's told before, when he hooked up with me, as soon as we left, the Men in Black came and saw him and told him straight up, wanted to know everything I had said to him and everything else, and said, if you continue on being with this guy, okay, some strange things are going to start happening to you. Well, prior to that happening, when he shot one of those creatures, okay, and they put it on the burn pile for 3 days and sent the stuff over to the blood and the shirt and everything else, which never was returned. His father was and they were interrogated and beat to hell, okay, by these. And hopefully when he's feeling better, we'll get him to tell you the story firsthand. I don't know if any of you people have heard the story from.
I have. I have.
There, I was in Arkansas with another guy named Jim on his property when they called us and asked us to come to the airport in Las Vegas, the one right next there, to fly us into Area 51. Okay? And I said to myself, are you nuts? You think that they're going to get me to go there with my guys and we'll never come out? No way in hell. Okay? But we all heard it. Everybody, I had it on a speaker. We recorded the entire thing. And I'll tell you right now, folks, it's real. Don't let nobody bullshit you. I'm telling you for straight hand what's all about. We've been through it. Still continue to go through it now. Okay? It's just been, first of all, it does my heart good to hear Jody. And thank you, Jody, for being with us tonight. You have no idea how it makes me feel.
Thank you.
I miss Jane as you do. And I miss your ham sandwiches and pies and don't forget the chips. I miss them. I miss your neighbors, the people that we met, kindness that we received when we were there. Kevin and Robin, you have no idea. You guys have become such a part of our family. It's crazy as hell. And thanks to the bottom
thank you.
Of the
we love you guys, too.
And we're there for you, no matter what. Believe me. Jenny, you're the new kid on the block. Thank you for your learning curves that you're going through. I know that you're making a lot of the Giants with Steve.
You by the way, I want to ask you something before you get any further. Did you
okay.
get that box I sent?
No, not yet.
I sent Tom a box of the colloidal silver. He should have gotten it by now. And it's according to them, it's sitting in the box.
It's sitting where? Where'd you say it was sitting?
Your box is sitting at the UPS office in Redwood City.
When did it get there?
I think it got there yesterday or today.
Okay, I was there yesterday and didn't get it. And if it's come, they normally call me if anything comes. But I'll be there first thing in the morning. And thank you if it's there, and I'll call you and tell you I got it, and I'll use it. By the way, Robin and Kevin, have you guys heard of this colloidal silver?
No.
I didn't hear it.
No, we haven't.
I got to make more of it.
Hold on.
What is it like? Something you wear or?
Tom will give you my phone number and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Folks, I got it. It's an interesting night. Jody, Kevin and Robin, Jonah, Chris, Giant, and everybody else all around the world. Thank you so much. It's a blast.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night to those that are sick, too.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good show. Wow.
Where is everybody?
You're all in the dark?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't wonder. It was like when she first came. Yeah.
How would you cook tonight? What?
Would you cook a fish? What kind of fish?
Food. The fish? What kind?
Fish is seafood.
Fish.
What kind of